wake of U.S. terrorist attacks, we have become accustomed to the phrase, if you see something, say something. Let a trusted law enforcement officer know if you think a possible terrorist is in your midst. Make the population at large the chief investigative tool. That's the principle there. Well, it's also the principle behind a more aggressive approach to curbing online bullying. The Kenilworth School District in New Jersey is adopting a program called Stop It. It's actually an app that gives kids the option to say something when they are being targeted or see someone else being cruel online. The app works by allowing teens to take a screenshot of online bullying and then send the shot anonymously to trusted parents and school administrators. Joining us now are Dr. Scott Taylor, superintendent of the Kenilworth School District. Doctor, welcome.
Hello, John.
And Dr. Elizabeth Englander is director of the Massachusetts Aggression Reduction Center at Bridgewater State University, author of the book Bullying and Cyberbullying, What Every Educator Needs to Know. Dr. Englander, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Scott Taylor, tell me a little bit about how the Kenilworth School District is going to make this work. You have to deputize parents and school administrators to be receivers of this information. It's not just a free-for-all.
We sure do, John. And after a hard court press to garner interest from about 700 kids and their parents, we will be providing them instructions and built-in contact information when we actually distribute the application.
Dr. Englander, what do you think is the implication of something like this, and how effective is this kind of intervention, do you think?
Well, I think that it's good, and I think that the school district is on target in saying that this is one way of helping kids to report, to make it easy. But I think ultimately, and I'm sure that they know this, we really need a multi-pronged strategy to encourage reporting from kids. Just one strategy is really not going to fit every situation, because there are many different reasons why children don't report. And we really want, in the end, to make kids more resilient. It's not just about reporting, right? Because we want kids to be able to cope with meanness when it happens.
Well, Superintendent Taylor, don't you run the risk here? I mean, kids are smart, and they're devious, and they're mischievous, and they're, you know, lovely, wonderful people. But, you know, they love to work the system. All of a sudden, you may have created a system here where people can do all kinds of false positive reporting and sabotaging certain people's academic career by just sort of messing with stuff.
When we decided to pilot Stop It for the company, I sat down with the maker of the application and I drilled him. I gave him all kinds of questions, one of which was speaking to your point. And the response from my administration team in that conversation was, you know what, we're willing to take that chance. And the likelihood is, after we come down swiftly on those kids who are abusing the application, we hope the message will get out that, hey, we're serious about this, and you better only use it for the right reasons.
Dr. Englander, two questions. One, do you think resilience is the better approach here, that basically if people could be immune to cyberbullying, that would be maybe better than trying to eradicate it as a matter of controlling speech? And how do you discuss the thresholds? I mean, what's the trigger? What's the difference between something that's just kind of nasty and something that is really over the line?
Well, I think that ultimately resiliency really has to be the goal, because we're never going to create a world where everyone is sweet and wonderful all the times. In terms of drawing the line between just what's mean and what's cyberbullying, you're right, Neil. There's a chronic overuse of these terms, bullying and cyberbullying, and that is a real problem. And part of what also has to go along with it is education about when something is really serious and, you know, when something is more run-of-the-mill and it's better just to ignore it or shrug it off.
Dr. Elizabeth Englander is director of the Massachusetts Aggression Reduction Center at Bridgewater State University and author of Bullying and Cyberbullying, What Every Educator Needs to Know. And Dr. Scott Taylor is superintendent of the Kenilworth School District in New Jersey. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, John.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.